Inspired by a true story, The Sapphires follows four vivacious, young and talented Australian Aboriginal girls from a remote mission as they learn about love, friendship and war. As Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone told me, The Sapphires are an all-girl group of soul music singers who travels to Vietnam in 1968 to entertain the US troops there. And as Peter points out, it's an enjoyable comedy that touches on many important themes. So if you're in the mood for a sentimental, feel-good movie with affection for its music and characters, The Sapphires offers solid entertainment. I see it's inspired by a true story. Would you like to start off by telling us what it's about?
It's about a group of Aboriginal women. And I'd have to tell you, it's been very popular in Australia, and I liked it so much I was on a plane recently and watched it again. So I'm recommending it.
It's a curiously reminiscent of another film that was very successful, I think, The Commitments.
Well, I see that in a lot of other reviews, but it never occurred to me to think of The Commitments while I was watching it either time. It's a film about the 60s. And it's about a group of Aboriginal women who eventually finished up doing a concert tour of Vietnam.
Now, we got four real-life Aborigines from Australia, and they're going to be putting it down out there for you tonight. So I want you to be polite. Grab a drink off my beautiful ladies, because we got a big lineup for y'all tonight. And remember, you're at the Cave, baby. The best black bar in Saigon.
Yeah. So they were able to make, I think, a very feel-good film, even though it has very serious and sometimes sad undertones, both about the racial situation in Australia as well as the experience of the Vietnam War. So it combines all those elements, and I thought very successfully.
I read that it's based or it's inspired by a true story.
Yes, the writer, Tony Briggs, based it on his aunt, and the other women that he's known since, because they've been involved very much in social work in Sydney since that time. And he wrote it as a play, and it was performed for several years and then adapted for the screen. And the director is Wayne Blair, who is an Aboriginal actor normally, but this is his first directing role. So it's got a lot of direct Indigenous input.
Obviously, there's a lot of music in it. There's a lot of super music in it. But along the way, the girls, in fact, encounter a series of things like racism, love, rivalry between group members, and, of course, war.
Yes, that's an interesting summary that captures the elements of the film. I should say it opens in 1958 on a mission station in southern New South Wales, northern Victoria, and has the girls singing when they were little girls, and there's a musical tradition at the station. And then it shifts to 1968, which, by the way, was the year after the referendum in Australia that gave Aborigines the vote for the first time. They were excluded by the initial constitution. So 1967-68 was a significant time for Aborigines in Australia.
What's his problem?
It's because we're black, stupid.
No, it's because you're ugly.
And of course, it coincided with the Vietnam War. And at the opening of the film, there's some scenes of a competition in a country town and quite ugly racism. And that's where they encounter a wandering Irishman who becomes their manager, and he's played by Chris O'Dowd.
Well, today I started loving
you. That wasn't terrible. Do you sing anything other than that country and western shite?
Sorry, what's going with country and western, mate?
Oh, it's just wrong.
Well, what do you think we should sing?
One, two, three!
He's become very popular in quite a lot of films lately, especially the film Bridesmaids.
He seems like quite a comic character.
He is, and he's very clever. I first noticed him as the villain in Gulliver's Travels with Jack Black. And then I looked him up and found I had seen him in a number of films, but he's become popular in the United States as well. And I think he contributes very well and plays well against the women, especially Deborah Mailman, who's one of our most significant actresses, and she portrays the oldest sister and the leader of the group, and she clashes with the Irishman quite a bit, but ultimately, of course, they are suited to each other.
Australia. I'm the manager.
It would take a special man to manage me.
Well, you're looking at him!
It's not pushed the romantic thing, but it's got a happy ending that way.
It's also got some really good singing in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the younger sister is played by a singer-actress called Jessica Mulboy, very popular in Australia, and she made a big impression in a film 2 years ago called Brand New Day, which was, again, an Aboriginal musical. She's a very strong singer.
And I wonder who's love.
But the others in the group do very well, and it's a bit, you know, Diana Ross and the Supremes kind of ensemble.
And your name again?
We're the Sapphires.
We'll see you in Saigon.
But they do succeed in the audition, and off they go to Vietnam where they perform in a number of concerts.
These Marines, they need something. They need what you can provide, and they need it tonight.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
So, an enjoyable film, although the backdrop is tragic, right?
Yes, there are some, towards the end, there are quite some scenes of bombardment in Vietnam.
I will lay down my life before I let any Hun befall those girls.
And I was reminded of a film that I like very much called For the Boys, which came out in the 90s with Bette Midler. And there's a scene where she sings John Lennon's In This World, and then suddenly there's a bombardment. And they're about to sing in this film, and, of course, the helicopters come over and the bombs. And a touch of tragedy, but ultimately... all ends well.
How do you feel about not singing, Lee?
How do you feel about getting knocked out by a woman?